ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Before we read today's verse, I would like to answer a question which may come in the minds of the devotees who follow these series of classes. How does Raghunath Das Goswami, who is sitting in Radhakund, in this Boma Vrindavan, the earthly Vrindavan, how does he see all these informations? You know, he gives very precise informations about dresses of the divine personalities, about facial expressions. How does he see all these things? I think we need to answer this question, because otherwise we might think, well, this is just some nice poesy about the personalities in the spiritual world, but it is not really factual, it's not real. The answer is to this question is that Vishuddha Sattva, this is the spiritual energy which is totally different from Rajas, Tamas and Sattva, is playing or coming like a streak of light into his pure heart, and it is almost, you could say, a projection from the spiritual, that is the eternal spiritual reality, into the heart of a devotee who is here on this planet Earth. This happens when a devotee has reached the level of bhava, which is a precursor to prema. At that time, the son of prema becomes manifested in the form of a ray into the heart of a devotee. Now, I have in the cottage where I live around, let us say 425. Always a few sun rays come and bathe my tulasi in sun light. This is a part of the sun rays. They come there and they bring the energy of the sun into Tulsi's presence. And my Tulsi is really enjoying these moments. I can see she stretches her leaves out to catch the sun rays, and this same phenomena is happening at the stage of bhava and beyond. Some first class revelations are coming from the spiritual world into the heart of the devotee and play in the heart of the devotee and show him everything. So this is how Raghunath Das Goswami knows these things. There is a Sanskrit terminology for these revelations. It's called, one moment, I do hope I have this right. Yes, Vidusha Pradyaksha. It is not the perception. Pradyaksha means what you, the perception through these eyes. Vidusha is something else. It doesn't happen through the eyes. It happens through the heart, where you perceive the spiritual reality. Due to the ingress, or let us say, moving of that divine energy which comes. I must differentiate this now from what we all know. What we know when we have an intuition is that the Paramatma, the indwelling Lord in the heart, gives us certain informations. This is what we all are accustomed to. We know, oh yes, this much salt in the sabji, and you know, and so on. We have an inspiration. These are more often things which relate to moving in this world, but here we have a revelation from the spiritual world. Good. So with this background, we will now go into today's verse. Ujjatshut prangsukho didyuti nikara tiraskara kayujvala shriya Dovaro dama dama prakara ripu gaton madavitvangsikandaha snehat apyunimeshamni jamanu jammito ranya bhumo svavitam tad virya gyopiya yonakshanam apanayate stomi tang denu karim. Something like that. It's a different meter than the previous ones. I offer my prayers to Lord Balaram, the enemy of Denukasura. The splendor of Lord Balaram's transcendent form eclipses many millions of glistening rising moons. And the slightest scent of his boundless strength is sufficient to destroy many armies of demons. Although Lord Balaram knows the supernatural power of his younger brother Krishna, still, out of love for him, he never leaves naughty Krishna alone when they wander in the forest, not even for a moment. Out of love for him, he never loses Krishna out of sight. And why this is so, and so on, we will hear in a moment. The Radha Krishna Ganodesha Deepika, in its Lagu section, describes Balaram's complexion. There, Rupa Goswami writes, it is as white as a crystal, a white crystal. And he shines like millions of moons. In the Kartik season, we know how one moon shines. It's a silvery white, the same dress as Ganga Devi's sari, the same color, I wanted to say. And we know that. But how millions of moons shine, it must be extremely bright, you know. He's dressed in blue garments and has jewel necklaces and everything. He seems to be a good dresser. We find that in Lord Nityananda as well. Lord Nityananda, I mean, he was quite something, you know. He had a red iron stick, which was very heavy to carry, one earring, and then so many jewel garlands. He had even a Rudraksha, a little avaduta, like, you know. So Balaram has jeweled arm things, what is it called, bracelets. He has jeweled anchor bells. And just rows upon rows of jewels. He seems to have... It's very impressive. And one other information is, he appears in Vrindavan to be like a 16-year-old. And of course, you know his parents. Who are Balaram's parents? Rohini is one. Vasudev is the other. Yes. So he appears like a 16-year-old. You're right, I said this. And he is known for his unlimited prowess. When Balaram confronted Denukasura, he is here described as the enemy of Denukasura. Denukasura had been extremely vicious and aggressive. Not even Indra could stand up and fight, nor the other powerful demigods. And when Denukasura confronted Balaram, Balaram showed some of his prowess by just taking him with one hand. The other hand he kept in his side. He didn't really get into full fighting, and he took one of the legs and he just whirled it around like a, maybe like you do with the gamsha, you know, when you come after the out of the Jamuna or the holy lake, you know. He just whirled it around, and by this whirling action, Denukasura lost his life. So therefore, it is said that Shri Balaram can destroy the pride of the most sinful and formidable demons. Now, Shukadev Goswami, when he told this pastime, said something quite interesting to Parikshit. He said, but this is not such a wonderful thing. Don't be surprised. Don't applaud. This is nothing for Balaram. Considering that he is the unlimited personality of Godhead, the controller of the entire universe. Indeed, he said, the entire cosmos rests upon Lord Balaram, just as woven clothes rest upon its own horizontal and vertical threads. Look at this. I don't know, this looks... You can see it very well, but I have forgotten my top. I have a woven cloth here. It says, I can show just a little bit. Here it is. And it has horizontal lines, and it has vertical lines. And the whole fabric of this cloth is resting on these two lines. So the whole cosmos is resting on a particle of Lord Balaram, a partial expansion that is Mahavishnu. So what is the wonderful thing if he whirls Denukasura around like a wet gamsha? Not a problem, yeah, you know. So the Bhagavatam says that Lord Balaram has three names. Please repeat after me: Rama, Baladev, Sankarshan. Rama means he is he who delights. Baladev is the Lord of Bala, of strength. And Sankarshan is someone who brings together. You know, by taking his birth as Vasudev and then going to Vrindavan, he brought the two types of Yadava families together. A little bit about family of Lord Krishna. Once there was a very pious Kshatriya king who had two queens. One was from a Vaishya background and the other from a Kshatriya background. So the Vaishya wife bore him a son called Pajanya, who became the grandfather of Krishna, and the Kshatriya wife someone like Sura. And Pajanya had a son called Nanda, the father of Krishna, and Sura had a son called Vasudev. So Vasudev and Nanda are actually relatives. No? They come from the same genealogical line, so to say, which goes to this to the same origin. Thus, Nanda is also a Yadava, like Vasudev is a Yadava. No? That is how Balaram brought the two families, those who lived in the town, those who lived in the forest of Vrindavan together. That's why he's called Sankarshan. Now, although Balaram is aware of all of Krishna's divine prowesses, out of great affection, he's worried about Krishna. His mood is very important. He feels a deep friendship to Krishna, but because he is the older brother, he is also feeling a parental love. No? In Sarajevo, or near Sarajevo, it's a wonderful, young, promising Vaishnava, we hope, the brother of Banu Nandini and Syama Sakhi. He would be the last in the family. If he makes that free determination. And I think his sisters have brought him up. And although you are sisters, you have towards him, because he was so much smaller than you, a type of parental love. No? So the elder brother, or the Balaram, feels like a parental loving emotion towards Krishna. Krishna is so naughty, and is so, he doesn't know his limits, and if I don't take care of him, what could happen to him? You know, that's how Balaram really, there's a deep friendship, brotherly friendship, but at the same time, there is this parental care. His mood of being a little worried for Krishna comes out very nicely when Krishna is in the coils of Kaliya. You remember? He stayed there for one full muhurta, that is 48 minutes. And Kaliya was just trying to crush him in his deadly embrace. And so when the Brijbasis were informed that Krishna is already for so long in the arms of a demon snake, they came rushing, and when they saw Krishna, they were on the verge of death. Balaram also had heard about it and came to the bank of the Jamuna, where he saw two things. One is he saw Krishna in the deadly embrace of Kaliya, and the second thing what he saw is he saw the Brijbasis who were laying in on the bank of the Yamuna like dead corpses. They were so worried for Krishna. And at that time, Krishna, no Balaram knew, there's nothing to worry. Krishna plays with an ordinary water snake in the material world. I mean, there's nothing, absolutely nothing to worry. And he thought to himself, I wish he would spend so much time with me as Anantashesh. I am also Anantashesh, but he's giving so much attention to this. So Balaram knew this, and but his this realization or whatever his knowledge was severely tested when he saw all the Brijbasis, getting up, and all together they started to walk into the river Yamuna to fight with Kaliya and to release Krishna. They were either going to defeat Kaliya or they would all die. It was clear to them. So they all in one procession were ready to either bang the demon on the head, which was impossible. He had thousands of heads. He was a monster demon. Small human beings and a huge snake in a relationship. No chance. But they anyways would lose their lives on the bank of the Yamuna. So they boldly went into the boiling waters of Kaliya. So Balarams jumped in the way and said, Please don't think unreasonably. Krishna is so powerful, there's absolutely nothing to worry. He tried to keep some with his words, but they wouldn't listen to Balaram. Then he just looked strongly at some, but they, even with his glance, he couldn't stop them. He tried to spread his arms. No one goes past me. You will all die in the water. It's boiling hot, can't you see? But the Brijbasis were walking to save Krishna. So then finally Balaram turned around and he saw Krishna lying there peacefully. And then he said, this is too much. And he said, Krishna, this is too much now. I can't keep your own... I can't keep the Brijbasis any longer. Please remember, Krishna, these are not the monkey soldiers who helped you when you were Ramachandra. He knows what is how strong Krishna is. These are not the servants of Vaikuntha who help you when as Lord Narayan. These are your own family members, and when they come to when they die, you who have a very gentle heart will suffer tremendously. Therefore, do something now. The situation is out of my control. So Balaram was worrying. What if he doesn't do anything? What? He knows Krishna is free from trouble. He is Ramachandra and he is Narayan. Where is the trouble for him? But still, out of love for Krishna, he worries. And I think this is a sign of true love. When your friend comes to your house, will you and he is hungry, will you tell him, you know where the fridge is, just help yourself? No, you know, he knows where the refrigerator is, and he is most probably able to make himself a piece of bread, you know, but you will, out of love, say, sit, I'm just back in 1 minute. And then you will go to the refrigerator, you see what is there. All right, what does he like? Okay, let me now make a plate for him, put this on, and you come. And your friend may say, I could have done it myself. You were busy doing something, but you say, no. You're my friend, you're my guest. I will take care of you. You will not accept this, not taking care of him. So this is Balaram. He knows who Krishna is. He knows that he is almighty. He knows Krishna is he has it in his mind, but he will take care of Krishna. Every morning, Yashoda comes and takes the hand of little Krishna and puts it into the hand of Balaram. He said, Balaram, and come. She gets other boys. Sudam, Shridam, Dam, I beg you, don't take Gopal into the deep forest where he could hurt his reddish lotus feet. There are fresh sprouts and maybe sharp grasses. Don't you know the anxiety of a mother? Just protect him. And there should always be someone in front, then there should be one on the left side, then on the right side, and in the back also, because he's just so so quick and so restless. So Balaram keeps this in mind. He does not allow Krishna to go out of his sight. But as we know, Krishna manages. At noontime, Krishna leaves all the cowherd boys, and he goes where? What? He goes to Radhakund to meet Srimati Radharani. Correct? Where Radha already waits for him. And he has to do it very diplomatically, because he doesn't want all his cowherd boys to come to Radhakund. These pastimes require a private setting. So, and at Radhakund, so he engages in wrestling and in playing. The Bhagavatam describes how Krishna does it, so that they are tired and then they fall asleep. The Bhagavatam tell us a little bit. Would you like to know what Krishna and Balaram do in the forest? Krishna goes every day with his friends to the banks of the Jamuna below Govardhan Hill. It's very important. In the original Vrindavan, Jamuna flows just by the side of Giriraj. So then, please let us hear now. It's so ecstatic. Sugadev Goswami describes it so nicely. So where this is a place called Manasaganga. Out of affection for Balaram, Krishna began sporting with his friends on the bank of Manasaganga. And this is what they do. Sometimes the honeybees in Vrindavan became so mad with ecstasy that they closed their eyes and began to sing. You know, like sometimes we see when devotees do kirtan, sometimes some good Krishna conscious mood comes into them and they close their eyes for better concentration. So the bees also have their eyes closed and sing out of ecstasy. Lord Krishna, moving along the forest path with his cowherd boyfriends and Baladev, would then respond to the bees by imitating their singing while his friends sing about his pastime. So Krishna Balaram would also go and, you know, they're really like wonderful, delightful, playful little boys, you know, and they laugh. There's a lot of humor in the pastimes of Radha Krishna. They would sing, and sometimes Lord Krishna would imitate the chattering of a parrot. Sometimes with a sweet voice, the call of a cuckoo, and sometimes the cooing of swans. So Krishna would make all these voices, no? Of parrots, cuckoos, and swans. Sometimes Krishna vigorously, not a little bit, but vigorously imitated the dancing of a peacock, making his cowherd boyfriends laugh. He would just sit on the side and Krishna would go, how the peacock stands, and everyone would just laugh. Oh, Gopal is so funny, they would say. Sometimes with a voice as deep as the rumbling of clouds, he would call out with great affection the names of the animals who had wandered far from the herd, thus enchanting the cows and the cowherd boys. So, yes, he would call out his cows. No? Balaram would always be with him and he would always watch Krishna. What is Krishna up to? What is he doing now? And, you know, he would always keep an eye on his younger brother. So much so that sometimes he became tired. Because Krishna is running and running up the shadows of birds and frolicking. And Balaram would become tired. Yeah. I can imagine when you take care of the Lord, and the Lord is in the forest dancing. So when his elder brother, fatigued from playing, you know, he would lie down with his head upon the lap of a cowherd boy, Lord Krishna would help him relax by personally massaging his feet and offering other services. Krishna would take care of his older brother. And small Krishna would press the feet, you know. So this is the very sweet relationship. Krishna loves Balaram so greatly. Balaram is very... He would do everything for Balaram. So this is real, like real two transcendental brothers. But when its need is, Krishna shows how he wants things to happen. There was this very nice pastime with which I want to conclude. There was this you know, when Balaram stayed in me. Krishna Balaram had heard that Satrajit had murdered the father of Satyabhama, Krishna's second most favorite queen in Dwaraka. At that time, the two brothers were in Hastinapur, but they immediately discontinued their visit to go back to Dwaraka and take care of matters. You know, Satyabhama had come in tears all the way from Dwaraka and had addressed her husband that my father, who is also your father, your stepfather, has been cruelly slaughtered by Satraji. So Krishna came to look for the matters, and he and Balaram pursued Satrajit. Satrajit, when he heard that Krishna and Balaram were coming to Dwaraka, he immediately fled from Dwaraka on a horse which could go 800 miles a day. It was very swift, very fast. So that horse broke down and died because he was ridden too hard on the outskirts of Mithila. And it is here where Krishna found Satrajit and did justice to him. But he looked at the clothes of Satrajit, and there was no Syamataka jewel. You know, it's a long story. Balaram decided not to go back to Dwaraka, but to stay in Mithila. And Madhvacharya explains there was a thought in Balaram's head, and I'm not inclined to say the thought. He gave an external polite reason. I can't come with you. I want to visit my devotees and stay with them in Mithila. But there was another reason. But I will not tell the reason, because we are in Braj. With certain pastimes we don't want to look at in Braj. So Balaram stayed in Mithila and was visited by Duryodhana. Duryodhana did everything to please Balaram, because Balaram was in a little sulky mood, and he pleased Balaram greatly, and then he said what he wanted. Balaram, you have a very, very nice daughter. Sister. She is Subhadra, and I want to marry her. Subhadra, my dear devotees, was overwhelmingly beautiful. Balaram said yes, because Duryodhana behaved like the perfect disciple. Now, there was another person who wanted to marry Subhadra. You know who? Arjuna. So Arjuna came dressed up like a sannyasi, and came sometime later when Balaram and Krishna were at Revata, the mountain Revata, and was worshipped by Balaram. Balaram, Krishna knew this is Arjuna, and he knew why Arjuna is there. So Balaram said, "This sannyasi is really wonderful. He should live close to the quarters of Subhadra, and Subhadra can every morning bring the prasadam to him." Krishna said, "I don't know if it is good. He's such a young sannyasi. If he's so close to the woman quarters, something could happen." You know, no, said Balaram, "he's the best of sannyasis. Can you not see?" So Krishna says, "All right, as you order, elder brother." So one morning Subhadra was serving Arjuna and said, "My dear sannyasi, devotees sometimes come to Hastinapur. Oh yes, I know Hastinapur. I'm just interested, said beautiful Subhadra. There is, do you know the Pandavas? Have you seen them? Yes, yes, I know them very well. And then Subhadra said, and she blushed and looked to the ground and said, do you know Arjuna? Oh yes, said, I'm very much familiar with Arjuna. And then Arjuna disguises sannyasi, said, I am Arjuna. Ooh, ooh. And Subhadra looked deeply into the eyes of Arjuna. And Arjuna looked deeply into the eyes of Subhadra. And they belonged to each other, you know, so there was immediately a strong connection. Subhadra said, what should we do? Balaram wants to marry me with Duryodhana, but I want to only marry you. Arjuna said, only Krishna can help. So they then took Krishna. Krishna said, I smiled and said, I know everything already. Tomorrow I will do the marriage ceremony, but it will be done in the night. No one will see. That was done. And then said Arjuna, what should we do? Krishna said, I have a good disciple, he will be silent. His name is, I forgot his name, it was Epsilon, you know. And he has a very, very, very good chariot and very good horses. So you just kidnap Subhadra. Arjuna says, but Balaram! Balaram is behind me, you know, he has this innumerable, this inconceivable strength. What to do? I will take care of Balaram, said Krishna. It's very, very endearing what will happen now. So the next morning, Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra on a chariot and went towards Hastinapur. And immediately there were many soldiers. But, you know, who can defeat Arjuna in shooting arrows? No one. So Arjuna said, you need to do a little action here. This is so much. So the whole army is behind us. Subhadra, are you a Kshatriya lady? Yes, I am, said Subhadra. Then you just take the reins of the chariot, and you know, little Subhadra, most beautiful. And Arjuna was shooting. Now he needed both hands, so he couldn't drive the horses. Then Subhadra said, please, they're my relatives. Do not hurt anyone. They are your relatives also. So Arjuna said, okay, and just shoot. And he was such a master in archery. He just shoot at the armors, the Rüstungen. You know, the Rüstungen are, you must be knowing, they are kept in ancient time with leather strings, you know, with different parts. He just shoot at them, chum, 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 and all the armors fell down, and they were almost like naked, you know, the Kshatriyas. But then Balaram heard it. The sannyasi whom I have trusted has kidnapped my sister, who was promised by me with my word of honor to my disciple. This is solution. It is his death. And he called the whole assembly of the Dvarakatsa together, and he looked, listen to this, like an ocean which was flooding. He looked so powerful, and so no one could look at Balaram. His eyes were glowing red. It was like red coal, you know. Balaram was just so angry. So Krishna was sitting in the assembly, what could he do? His brother, elder brother, everyone must follow the elder brother. This is Arjuna. So he was silent. He just didn't say anything. Finally, Balaram, this shows his love for Krishna. So we will now gather the army and we will get him and punish him severely. But let us ask, let's see how deep the relationship. Let us ask Krishna what he thinks. He's silent. He must be thinking something. Because anyone who acts against the will of Krishna will come to ruin. He said, so Balaram said, so Krishna, you are silent, but I know you. Your mind is never silent. What do you think should be done? Krishna said, actually, a marriage between our families and the Pandavas would not be very bad. And the other point is, Subhadra is already now with Arjuna, and no one will take her after this. She will be considered as someone who belongs to someone else. So, out of love for our sister, we should, in this way, pardon Arjuna. And because Balaram loves Subhadra also so much, you know, and he loves Krishna, and he is steaming like the ocean, but because it was Krishna's desire, he said, may Krishna's desire be fulfilled. So Balaram is the elder brother, and out of etiquette Krishna follows him. Balaram always keeps an eye on Krishna, but if Krishna wants something, who can stop Krishna? Wonderful. So let us read again the text, and you know, when we read it for the final time, what you should do in your mind is you should go through what you have heard and put the information to the sentences. I offer my prayers to Lord Balaram, the enemy of Denukasura. The splendor of Lord Balaram's transcendental form eclipses many millions of glistening rising moons. And the slightest scent of his boundless strength is sufficient to destroy many armies of demons. Although he knows the supernatural power of his younger brother Krishna, still, out of love for him, he never leaves naughty Krishna out of sight when they go in the morning in the forest, not even for a moment. Lord Balaram ki jai. Shri Raghunath Das Goswami ki, Shri Braj Bilas Dava ki, Shri Giriraj Govardhana ki, Shri Ekadasi Vrata ki, Shri Mati Radha Rani ki, Shri Radha Kund Shyama Kund ki, Shri Govinda Kund ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Krishna.